Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, God gonna work out for you tonight. As we get ready to talk about the roaring lion, and we're gonna deal with the roaring lion tonight. We're going to deal with the eagle stirs his nest. We're going to deal with the rawness of God. Some people play like they're so religious and they ain't got nothing because they caught up in negativity. You know, and what I'm saying about that, playing like, you know, God is more concerned about you being honest. You're playing like you're Christian, you're cussing, you're drinking. And they're going to go to church and play that role. You got preachers, homosexual, playing that role. You got preachers getting drunk on dope. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God to life. They're going to die and go to hell. Okay. Tonight is crossover with our ancestors. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on and some of the stuff that be happening in our vibration. Okay. lost to you. This is Crossroads Ancestors tonight. I lost to tell you, get ready. That's the rolling line. I want to talk about the ruined line and what's happening with the ruined line tonight. You got your Bibles and you got your book. I want to talk about crossing over with the ancestors tonight. I want you to be a part of it. First, I want you to meditate. I want you to relax. And then the door will open up to you. And you get there with the Bible. You have a special for you. So we got the line tonight. And what that means to roaring, the Bible says, roaring like a mighty lion. That means that you got to do really meditate. I was seeing what happened with the building over there, the building on the west side where it blowed up. We got some more buildings on the south side. We got skeleton owners, people in New York owning the building. I was talking to a senator, he's a bishop. I'm going to find out who owned that building, and they're going to jail. And tell them people don't pay no rent, don't pay nothing. Somebody called to my rent, call the police, because it's a bunco score. They're doing bunco. I have the address, but I'm going to go over there tomorrow. I was going to go today, but I was busy today, and people come in from Detroit. But I'm looking at the building. Let me see what the address is. You that in that building, you call this number right here, 312-750-7847. That's 7 on your side. And tell them about the light, the gas, tell them about the furnace, because we don't want that building to blow up. And that building's located, where is that? Located at 72nd South Wabash, and the apartment is going East 73rd Street on Wabash. That building might blow up too. And the city is turning it back because this man had 100 violations. City ain't did nothing. I don't want those senior citizens in that building over there on Wabash to be killed because somebody gave them some money in their pocket. We got one guy, he taking rent from people, and he's a scam artist. Bunko Scott, call 7 on your side. Let me give you the number. That's area code 312-750-7847. Call your alderman. Call down to the building department. Because if it get cold, they're going to light that front and blow that building off the wall and right by school, too. So it's important for every tenant to get involved. And I'm going to come over there tomorrow, and I'm supposed to meet an alderman over there, somebody. I'm going to get it done as they're going to shut it down. And the city's getting money. I don't know Lightfoot knows, and I don't know the department knows they're taking money under the table. You know, that's why that building still exists. What happened to the building on the west side? It blowed up. Now, the gas, ain't no gas. They know the gas was leaking. Gas was leaking in the furnace on this building. Little brother told me about the gas leaking in the building. His apartment was so bad, his daughter had to move him out because the wall's busted. No, turn the wall on. It's bad, folks. But if you don't get up and do nothing, these senior citizens, and I'm talking to some people. I'm going to continue talking to people. But I want you to call 7 on your side. Area code 312-750-7847. Call till you get somebody. And I'm calling the water department. I'm calling the building department. And call, look at the light. Things, lights blinking in and out. And the roof falling down in one apartment. The bathroom falling down. How can you get some rent? And you ain't doing nothing for the building. Some owner, skeleton owner up in New York. One of them slum, juice slamball. One of them juice landlords. Along with Arab. Coming over here, taking over, and it's putting black in the harm's way. Lay up there and get blowed up. Don't know how you get blowed up. That's what we're talking about, the ancestors. So the building, I'm talking about where I say that, I'm going to get to you again. It's on Wabash. Little brother told me about it. Tracy told me about it. And that's a 72nd South Wall Band. They got a big part made in a minute. If the city don't come out and shut it down and make them see those inspectors getting money. And you go downtown to the court with the judge, they pass it. Well, we're going to fix it. And they'll never get fixed. That's what happened to the building on the west side, blowed up. And people got hit. Somebody might have gotten killed. I want it to happen on the south side. Okay? I'm going to get on the case tomorrow and all this week. I'm calling everybody I can call and tell them about it, where they can go around and spit it out. And they still, people still, look, some people get sucked to it. And with the supplement going to a scam, man got a scam to the at his house. Somebody here's a company. You know, we did some research on that. So it's important for you to get ready for winter and get this thing all fixed up what needs to be fixed up. So that's what needs to happen. And we're going to be on that case. I want you to be on that case where we'll know what's happening. Tonight, this is crossing over with the ancestors. Tonight, I'm talking about roaring like a lion. And when I say roar like a lion, I mean for God to bless you tonight, our ancestors. There's a lot of death going on, a lot going on, but I told you, look what my prophet said. I prophesied. Marilyn, I had prophesied, and what my prophet said. I had prophesied all this week. That would be okay. For 20, this is prophecy. Get your pencil and paper. Prophecy, Deborah, for 2019, that would be death in Washington. We have somebody die in the Supreme Court. 2020, we're going to have a virus, and this virus, we're still fighting it now. The president said, oh, it ain't over. Wear your mask when you're out in public. This stuff ain't over with. 2020 is going to bring out. 2020 is bringing it out, bringing the truth. 2022, all that kid going to be brought. Didn't I tell you about mass graves going to be found? I told you in 2022, we found a mass grave over in Russia. It mass graves was over in Tuscaloosa, 300 black people were buried in no-name graves. It's a flip now. We find that Putin then killed over 3,000 people and put them in mass graves. And the world community ain't saying nothing. The UN ain't saying nothing. Even the President of the United States ain't saying nothing. If you're a rogue nation, you killing innocent women and children, somebody has to call you out. Okay? And ain't nobody doing that. Prophecy, this is prophecy for 2023 and 2022. We still in 2022, we're going to find out some more stuff. There's going to be a summit from Chicago, New York, Minnesota, Detroit, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Minnesota, Arkansas, that the president got to call in to deal with the gun violence and deal with the mental problem that these drugs that messing with our children and making women kill their babies. One woman put the babies in the car and run them over the cliff, then said some black man did, they look for a black man, and some woman ran away and said some Spanish woman tied her up. Just lie. They just lie and get off with it. This is what's going to be happening now. There will be death in the Supreme Court going into 22, 23, 24. That's going to happen. It's prophecy. If, you know, we had a death in 22 and we had a death in 20, but there's going to be another death. There's going to be a death in the Supreme Court. There's going to be a death and it's a senator going to die in the Congress and in the Senate. Now, if it ain't happening, it's going to happen in 23, the first of 2023 or 2024. The whole political system is going to change. Corruption. That will be happening in 2022 now. We're going in 23. See, 22 is bringing all the lies out and the storms and the floods and all the stuff that is money being stolen by politicians, scam They had scams, you know, people scamming, so they feeding children, all that's coming out. And then they got these cameras. Well, all that's coming, 2022 is coming out. In 2023 is all going to come out. In 2024, it's going to be a change. Okay. Now, in going into some part of 2023 with 22, we're going to have floods back-to-back. Floods in Mississippi. We're talking about floods in Louisiana, Arkansas, and floods and earthquakes in Texas. It never happened an earthquake in Texas. And Illinois, down in Missouri, you're going to have earthquakes. These are the things changing. Now, number four, earthquakes in China and Italy. And there will be floods in Alaska, water taking some of the land. Now, this is going to happen in 23 and 24, people. Okay? We're just seeing a glimpse of what's going on. I say. That will be now, the have ain't been told about Trump. But the early 22 and 23 and 24 is all going to come out that lots of them lawyers and senators was in with that, even Putin over in Russia was involved in some of this cover-up. It's all coming out. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. And it should come to a head in 24 or 25, okay? You're going to get some people in that administration might miss suicide that was in taking over the government. They might miss suicide, okay? So that's going to happen. This problem, I share my ancestors. I'm talking about roaring like a lion. That would be an earthquake in California, Las Vegas, floods in Las Vegas. Texas, flood quick in some part. Early winter in Russia, okay, Alaska, Hawaii, flood, okay, and volcano busting out in Hawaii, and China, tsunami in China and Italy, that's in China, India, flood, and after the flood, mudslide and earthquake in India. Okay, now this is a prophecy that I'm giving you, so you get ready for that. I want you to get ready. Now, this is what I want to say to you, that it's a whole total change in your collective system. What I mean by that, your whole body is going to change. You got to change eating all this processed meat from hamburger, Burger King, all that. You got to go back to the garden. You got to go back to the garden, greens, beans and lettuce. You got to go back to healthy food because the food is so integrated and so messed up. You got to go back like mama and daddy, blackberries, blueberries, and all of that, and cook your own food because some of this food. Galatians 22, read that whole chapter of Galatians 22. I want to say to you, this is prophet. I share, I have an ancestor. I want to say to you, reason you can't get healed, you ain't changed your diet. Reason you can't get healed, you're still eating junk food and drinking pops and doing all that stuff. You got to go back. And that's why you're so angry. Because the food, because the cows you kill got steroids. The hogs that you eat, they put chemicals, chicken that you eat, they put chemicals in them. So when you feed them chickens with chemicals, it make you act a certain way. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me tonight. I'm bringing it to you for the real. The roaring lion. L-I-O-N. The roaring lion. R-O-A-R-E. The roaring lion. I want you to listen to the roaring lion. He's roaring for something. And I want to tell you, the roaring lion, that's what I'm saying. And he's trying to tell you something. The roar is the breakthrough of God trying to get to you to let you know how the roaring lion reacts and how he acts to you. So when I give you a scripture on this roaring lion, it's going to be a breakthrough for you it's going to be a door open up for you. Because the spirit, I say our ancestors, is riding a roaring lion. That means that lion, every time he roars, truth, let me say it again. Every time he roars, he's bringing some truth out that's been covered up, okay? So you have to understand, running like a roaring lion going to bring out the truth, okay? You say, what truth? The truth that's been hidden from me and you. Chemtrail is going up. Storms and floods and fire in other places. That lets you know, as we get ready to open up door change for me and you, so you get ready for change. I'm going to cross over somebody. I'm going to talk to the ancestors tonight. As I talk to the ancestors, get whatever you want. I want to pray for, I want to give you a message. I want to give all of you a message tonight. I got a message for you, but you don't listen. I'm going to give you the message. Sometimes you take it, and sometimes you don't take it. And I got a message for you from Pearl. Pearl told me to tell you something, Deborah. So I got a message for you. Now, y'all can accept the message, or y'all can go on and leave it alone. Don't make me no difference. I'm going to give you what the Spirit tell me to give you, I say. And I got a message for you. Bertha told me to give Pearl a message and give somebody else a message. And what goes around comes around. Now, we're getting ready. This is the month of September. In the month of September, the angel of September is Uriel. The month of September is Uriel, the healing angel. Okay? And those scriptures, I want you to read. Get your pens and paper. I want you to read Numbers, chapter 20, verse 6 through 36. And I want you to work with a breakthrough for you this September. And in the month of September, what we're bringing to you, that on Tuesday, you need to take care of your business. And the 23rd number of Psalms need to be read all this month. I should answer for the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because I want you to read it a little later on. But before you read it, I want to talk about this ruined line. That means that people running around, they all messed up. They crossed up because they're going to Walgreens and Walmart getting prescription drugs. You get drugs over the counter and you come back all messed up. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You wonder why people are going crazy and why people are shooting each other. You say something to them, they want to shoot because they on pills. Do you know we got a drug problem in America? We ain't got a gun problem. We got a drug problem in America. And that drug problem in America done carried us to the point where we hating each other. And that drug problem is carrying us to the point where we trust each other. But we truly got a drug problem. And even I think some of the congressmen must be on the drugs as they let these guns, these assault weapons, come back in the community. The ancestors is shook up. The ancestors is upset. And I say, and the ancestors is saying that it's going to be a change and you should be a part of the change. I said a roaring lion. You know, a lion roars. That's how people going to holler as the lion roars. As the lion roars with so much going on, like a roaring lion. And when a lion roars, he shakes the whole jungle up. And God being God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God is shaking up your community, Abaddon, the death angel, and Satan trying to take over. But he can't take over because God is in control. Let me say that again. God is in control. And if God in control, he's going to make everything move in divine order. Somebody ought to set divine order tonight. And it's going to move in a divine way. And if God's roaring, when God wrote, men sat down. When God wrote floods and storms, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our ancestors. So you get ready for a breakthrough in your life, a financial breakthrough, a breakthrough with your husband, with your wife, with your children. You're saying, what's wrong? They're out of order. They lost their mind. See, the prodigal son had lost his mind. He said, Dad, give me what old men leave. That man's gone crazy. Some of these young folks is on snipping glue in high school, in grammar school, taking their mama's pills. And they dying. We had three people in Minnesota to die. The uncle died, the nephew died, and then the cousin died. They died because they got cocaine and mixed it to a pill and mixed it up, and they died instantly. So we got a drug problem throughout America, not just black, white, brown. We got a drug problem. Ain't nobody organized to say about the drug problem. They send the money to Ukraine. They send the money away. What about money in America to deal with the drug problem we got right here in America? They're bringing people in. They ain't dealing with the people that's already here. I say, and that's what the ancestors saying. I want you to get ready as I talk to the ancestor tonight. I got a message for some of you. I know you don't want to hear it, but I got a message for you anyway. And that message is the ancestors got something to tell you. You ought to get ready to receive what the ancestors got for you. When I go to the book of Enoch, it tells us how much evil is in the land. So when Enoch, which was Noah's great-grandfather, had to come and bring what I'm telling you, we're going through a crisis in America. 38-35, don't argue. If they don't want to come, let them stay where they're at, because there's a lot of witchcraft going on. 91-41. Read the 28th number of Psalms and get ready for a blessing to you. Kat told me that she didn't know what happened to her, and she asked me what happened. I had to sit down and tell her what happened to her. It happened that fast. 53-350, a young man come to me and stood up and said, Bishop, you tell them to stay on the case, and them that did that took me. That's all right. You're going to hear something about them for this year out. Okay. They're going to get caught up in doing something else. I'm on them. They can't rest. They drink and they're getting high. And they're going, my spirit, he told me my spirit's on them. You know what I'm talking about. 81-38. Don't let nothing upset you. Be non-emotional. Read the 23rd number of Psalms. God finna turn some things around. When they call you to now, you over there with who you want to be with, you made your bed, sleep in it. Sometimes you got to be able to let go and let God. You got to be able to understand that God in you give you the power to master the evil. Roaring like a lion. That means that you got a lion is the king of the jungle. Why? Because when he roar, everybody listen. No, that's the king. Well, I'm telling you, when you roar like a lion, God going to move in and do what he needs to do for you. Mary, I see your hand up. Read the 23rd number of Psalms for me. I'm getting Mary. And Mary, well, you got the 23rd number of Psalms for you. I want to tell you that. It's a death. It's not in your immediate family. It's not in your church, but in your family tree. And Pearl, know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. But well, I want you to read, your mother come and sit on the bed. And when you sit on the bed, she dropped her head, and then she left. When she left, she carried somebody with her, okay? She left, she carried somebody with her. And when she come, she don't want you to worry and upset. Read your Bible, stay focused. Okay. Now you can read verse 30 number 10, but Ashe.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read number 23.
You just read number 23. And what I'm saying to you, as you begin to call on God, he's going to move some things away from you. And I was talking to Emil. I was telling Emil the loss of witchcraft going on around her, and we worked it out, blood sacrifice, doing stuff around your house. That means you need to call and talk to me so I can tell you what's going on in your life. You might can see in the Bible, God promised to tell you what's going on. And I want to tell you, I want to tell you, young lady, it's some things that you got to leave alone. You can't make grown folks be grown. If they want to devil in drugs and alcohol, they're going to go down. You got to seek God. The death angel, Abaddon, is moving across the land. Brethren, you got to fight him in the spirit of the ancestors. You can fight him with the power of the Almighty God. And once you do that, I want to tell you, 30-30, your father come to me and tell you things going to be all right for you. And you want to move to California, go on to California, there's going to be a job waiting on you. Thank you. I tell you, young lady, I'm talking to you, you lost your loved one and you've been upset. But I want to tell you, out of that, that's going to be a blessing for you and things going to work out. I want to tell you, Sister Cruz, that things going to work out for you. Annie, all is well. The ancestor coming out. Maybe somebody, when I go in the spirit world, I'm in the spirit world. I'm in the spirit world right now. And Mary, I see so many people lined up, people that have been murdered. People that have been bombed, they all coming before the high altar. They're coming before the supreme God. He's sending some away. He recycling. Just imagine how many people got killed in Chicago. How many people got killed in Detroit. How many got people around the world. When I went to the thing, a big old room, four, you can see people lined up. And a single file going towards the altar. And the altar was big, big altar. And it was lighted. And who sat on that throne? You couldn't see them, but you could hear their voice speaking to your heart, your liver, your lungs. So in the spirit realm, God is bringing some things out. I want you, 35, 47, slow down. If you're tired, don't go nowhere where you get rested. Don't do everything. If you're going to make a trip, you put all your energy on that trip because the spirit said you need a healing and you got to come to your healing and you can't get it from a doctor. You have to get it from the spirit realm, okay? And I want your daughter need to straighten her mind up and stop messing with them young men that want to use her. That's what Pearl is saying to me. I say. The bitch is telling them to sit down and have a session with you. And you tell them what I'm going to tell them. I'll do that. Henrietta, God bless you tonight. I want to tell you all is well. And I've told Essie what you told me to tell her. And it'll be all right. sanctifying spirit. So Esther, don't get upset. Stop getting emotional. And I want you tonight, don't be emotional. I say, now, if right now, if anybody right now as I'm talking, if you want to talk to ancestors, plug it in and let me know. And we'll do that right now. Okay. If you got an ancestor you want to talk to. Okay. Okay. I want to tell you. 91. Death told me that you take some time and listen to what she's going to tell you. And she said you don't listen. And if you listen, things ain't going to be much better. That's what she told me to tell you. Tracy, I'm praying for you. And little brother, I'm praying for you also. And little brother, it's some money coming out of this thing. I want you to get a good lawyer. And it's going to bring you some money. Because a lot of the crooked stuff went on. And you got to know what to do. Every door closed will open up for you. It's all in God's hand, whether you know it or not. Not in my hand, it's in God's hand. And when you let it stay in God's hand, you fix it quick, fast. Somebody else said, Bill, we're going to do it in there. I say. I want to pray. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And tonight I want you to stay in the power of God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to curse you. So God is in the business of blessing you and your family. God is in the business carrying you to another level, I say. You need to go to my website, that's thecedabraham.com. And when Jesus, we're going to talk about economics and money. See, that's what we're talking about, and that's what we got going on. We don't know what's happening. We don't want to talk about that. We can talk a little about that.
Call your attention to the book of Faith, Mark, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse. Fear Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee.
Yes.
And he hath had compassion on thee. A wild man meets Jesus. A wild man meets Jesus.
Now, what the subject is, a wild man meets Jesus, so it can be a wild woman. You're out of control. You're not doing what you ought to. You feel that all the gold belongs to you. All the silver gold belongs to God. When the wild man met Jesus, Jesus had to sell him down. And I want to tell you tonight, Father God, we come right now to touch every man, every woman. Father God, we ask for a spiritual warfare. Put on the full armor of God for that woman, that man, everyone that listens tonight, where they might be able to go forward in your word, where they might be able to do what they need to do. We know that you're able to fix it in a special way. We know that you're able to do it. And we know that you can do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So we need the Lord to come in and touch you in a special way. And the only way we can do that for you to get ready for God to open up a door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when you do it, God going to open up that door for you, and it's going to work for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when it's going to work. And when God opened up that door for you, and it's going to work for you fast and in early. God,
Jesus had turned from his Galilean ministry and had embarked upon a little ship headed across the blue waters of the Galilee, or the Sea of Galilee, where he alighted upon the shores of Assyria, near the little town of Gadara. And when he walked down upon the sandy beach of this country, there met him a man who was insane, a man who was mentally deranged, a man who was feeble-minded, sick mentally, regarded by his contemporaries as being a man of an unclean spirit. Now, this man was wrecked from mentality, from the standpoint of personality. He was wrecked. And there is no wreck worse than a human wreck. There are other kinds of wrecks, and they are, for the most part, tragic. But none of them exceed in tragedy the wreck of humanity. You see, but this man was fortunate in that he met Jesus. He met Jesus. No doubt there was the gleam of insanity in his eye. We know that his hair was disarranged. We know that his features were distorted from his mental disturbance, and that his body was gashed and bleeding, because day and night he ran restlessly among the tombs. Listen, if you please. This man had armbands and chains dangling from his wrists and from his legs. For nothing had been sufficient to hold him. According to the story, he had busted bells and chains. In his restless tirade, day and night. Now, listen to me. Chains could not hold him. Iron bands could not hold him. If we think about this outmoded method of dealing with this problem of feeble-mindedness, it makes us think with a lot of regret that until recently we had not improved too much upon the methods of these ancient Assyrians in dealing with the problem of insanity and feeble-mindedness. We resorted to methods of force, attempting to restore health and to restore sanity and to restore balance personality. We have learned through the years that it takes something more than punishment and force to restore mental health. We must approach it with efficiency, with Jesus as our example. His method was advanced in that day, and it's up to date today. When Jesus met the man, he did not exhibit fear. He did not exhibit curiosity. Did not withdraw from the man. But that, as a man saw him and Jesus saw him, Jesus called out to him, "Young man, what is your name?" What is your name? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know that today, most people who are dealing with problems, human problems, Jesus on this occasion. Somehow fear would seize us. Or if we dealt with him, we would deal with him impatiently. Or we would deal with him with inconsideration. But calmly and kindly and considerately, Jesus said to him those consoling and correcting words. What is your name? What is your name? Whenever there are psychopathic and psychiatric problems, there is a way that they must be dealt with. Especially if we expect to do anything toward the restoration of that person. What is your name? It is said that in dealing with a problem of this sort, that psychiatrist had psychologists try to first of all reach the mentality, the mind, with some degree of order of this victim, and try to lead him back through the past and connect him up with something that is important in the past. So this approach of Jesus deals fundamentally with this approach. Jesus tried, in other words, to connect the young man with his family. His family name. Young man, what is your name? I don't believe you're praying with me tonight. If he could recall his family name, why, he could remember a father. If he could remember his name, he could remember a mother. If he could remember his name, he no doubt could remember other relatives that were dear to him. If he could recall his name, he could recall a home. For previously, he could not rest at home. His crimes were among the tombs. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. His dwellings were among the tombs. Listen, if you please. People today, like this young man of Gadara, some of them are still living among the tombs of the past. Some of them are still placing and laying dead hands of the past upon the living present, because they live in the past. Some people are still wandering among the tombs of the past. Some people cannot live an advanced life. Some people cannot embrace the challenge of today. They are still howling and reminiscing among the tombs of the past. Some people are still calling themselves and trying all they know how to tie other people to the ways of the past. Some of their ways and some of their methods and some of their institutions are outmoded and outdated and a back number. Already living beyond its time. And the only reason why those approaches and those practices are still being carried on is because there are some people today are living in the past and keeping them alive. Much of the world is suffering today. Thousands and millions of people in the world are suffering today and are going hungry today and being denied their rights today because too many people are still living in the past, still wandering among the tombs of the past. You ought to hear Jesus saying to you today, what is your name?
Oh, yeah.
The mentally deranged man said, or the evil spirit in him said, my name is Legion. myself. I'm one body, but there are voices in me. I'm one body, but there are legions of spirits within me. I'm one body, but mentally, I'm many. There is a war in my mind. Legions of conflicts. That's my name. I am a multiplicity of confusion. I believe there's somebody listening to me tonight who feel that way. Somebody who listened to me tonight, whose mind are at war, whose spirit, or who have spirit within them, tying their lives and rendering their whole personality into twisted and confused conflict. Jesus is saying to you tonight, what is your name? Jesus is offering to you tonight inner peace. Jesus is offering to you tonight the mercy of calming those conflicting voices and laying at ease those warring spirits in your mind and in your life and in your soul. I wish you'd pray with me tonight. The man cried out, what hast thou to do with me, thou son of the Most High? Oh, that question has been repeated by individuals and nations who meet the altering, who come in conflict or in contact or face to face with the honoring personality of Jesus, with the adjusting influence of Jesus Christ, and hear him inquiring as to their disorderliness. And they're saying, Jesus, what have you to do with me? Remember, he has a lot to do with anyone and can do a lot for anyone. Or he can give your mind, he can bring new meaning and new purpose into your life. He can make your life worthwhile and make it significant. He can not only make it worthwhile and significant, but he can make your life an abundant life, a productive life, and a helpful life. If you'd only surrender as did this restless man. But this man had seen no peace and had known no peace as long as he had not come in contact with Jesus. But he finds himself at the feet of Jesus. He sees and realizes that he is face to face with a superior personality and with a superior power. And he bows at the feet of Jesus. Pray with me if you please. And the evil spirits refuse, temporarily at least, to dislodge themselves from this man's life. Oh, Satan does not willingly give up any life. Satan does not voluntarily give up any life. No matter how much damage he's doing in that life, no matter how much trouble and restlessness he's causing, he does not abandon that life with ease and willingness. Why, no more than he did in the life of this young man. But remember that Jesus has the power to order him out, whether he comes out willingly or not. Jesus demanded the evil spirits come on out of the man. And why, Satan in his legions of numbers said, if you're going to make me leave the young man, there are some hogs over there grazing by the sea. And if you don't mind, let me go over there and grab those swine. Jesus gave his permission. And you know, Satan doesn't want to be put out of the church no matter where he is. No more than he wants to be put out of a life. If you find him in the choir, you want to get if you're going to put him out.
Oh,